Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
So, I WFP'd yesterday. I worked from pub.
Are you okay at the moment? I need to ask.
No, I didn't do it.
No, you sat in pub.
So, I came home late from... Okay, I know it's... Okay, listen.
Yeah, right, careful with this now.
Right, listen. Okay. Late for us is different meaning to other people. Okay, late for us is we came home.
I would just not say it.
Yeah, listen, I came home. I came home at 1 o'clock.
which is very late for day.
It's very late. So I arrived and my housemates were like, why are you after the day? And I was like, oh, I have to go to the gym, do a shop.
Very good.
I have to watch Harry Potter because I'm rewatching Harry Potter.
Must.
And they were like, cool, we're going to the pub at 3:30. I was like, what? And they were like, yep. Yeah. And then he went off to the gym. So I was like, I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I went downstairs later on after the gym and I was like, do you want to go to the driving range later? And he was like, we're going to the pub. I was like, I thought you were joking. He's like, no, we're WFPing, working from pub. So I was like, okay. So the two of them, who I won't name, got their laptops and we went to the local pub.
Stop.
And we sat there and we had a couple of pints. Until 6 o'clock when they turned off their laptops and then we stayed for another hour.
And then they said, now off to the pub.
And then we went home. Did we eat in the pub? No, I ordered an Apache pizza. And was an hour before collecting it. And they rang me and they were like, hey man, your pizza's been ready for ages. And I was like, oh yeah, cool, just stick it in the oven.
You're like, I'm WFP. I'll
be on the way. And he was like, it might be cold. And I was just like, that'd be fine, don't worry about it.
Cold pizza, you can eat pizza cold.
Yeah, I love cold
pizza.
So anyway, rocked up, got the pizza, watched I'm a Celeb.
Oh, how was it? Sorry, we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, we didn't. Good job. Really, was it? Yeah,
right.
I didn't watch episode one because I've no interest in like seeing the jump out of the plane and stuff.
Yeah, it's the same shtick.
Every single year. But I really did enjoy the first episode. It was really, really good.
Okay.
It was a good trial and stuff like that. And I'd say it was an
eating trial, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was Angry Ginge.
I'm watching it in delay. So I watched Sundays yesterday and I'll go home today and
So you don't have to stay up till 9.
Because it's on at 9 and all these episodes...
They went on to half 10.
Yeah.
What?
They're not even finishing at 10 anymore. They're just being like, we'll do what we want.
No, I hate that. But I did love how proud of myself I'd be when Traders was on, getting all my jobs done before 9 o'clock and then at 10, or sometimes it did go on until half 10, I'd immediately go to bed.
Was this the celebrity
challenge? No, I didn't watch that in time at all. Like, because I was prepping.
Well, the Irish Traitors then started at 9:30 because of the
because
of the newest.
Yeah,
the newest.
Pick one or the other.
Yeah, newest.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was newest.
It was newest. It was neither one or the other. Newest. So is working from pub going to become a Monday thing?
I hope not.
Monday normally five-a-side day?
No, Tuesday's normally five-a-side day, but I can't play this today because I'm going to the premiere of Wicked.
Yes, of course. So Jeez, you're very busy.
I'm up the waltz.
You are.
But that's what I had. But I know it sounds like there's something going on. It's just I didn't get to go out, and it wasn't my idea. But the lads didn't get to go out, and I didn't get to go out for Troy Parrott's hat trick.
Yeah, fair. You know what I mean? Okay,
so we were celebrate.
Like, it was a bit of a celebration, and we were like, "Fuck it, this is kind of our World Cup." Like, do you know what I mean? This is what we're gonna have. This is our Italian 90 because let's see what happens when it comes to the playoff.
But this is what happened in Italian 90. We only qualified, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, after today, we will know who and where the knockouts will be.
That's what Dwayne was saying to me last night. So it's good if we don't have to play Macedonia and Slovakia and somewhere else if we can do those.
There's a stipulation in something
to do with Wales.
If Wales don't win tonight, I'll get a home semi-final, and it's a one-legged semi-final, so it's one and done. It's not home or away. It's just one match, and they have to win that to get to a final match.
Yeah,
and then if they win that match,
we draw it.
goes to straight to penalties, I think. Is
it? That'll be fun as well. Christ. I'm on board now. I'm invested. I'm enjoying it.
I'm so nervous. But also, there is a buzz around.
But it is also March, so we've plenty of time. You'll actually probably be
March
off.
Is when my baby is due. Oh. So I will be single parenting.
Your baby could be called Troy.
I was actually thinking that.
Troy is really
cute. Or Paris.
Troy is really nice.
Troy. T is in Troy, and then you can finally Troy actually Frawley. Be like yes Troy. To that name.
T, or sorry, not T, Troy was the name of what character's child in Love Hate?
Oh my God.
Now there's a quiz question.
It's not Nidge.
No, it's not. They were Nidge. Warren and John.
And John.
Was it?
No, and it wasn't Siobhan, because that was Leighton. Who was Troy?
Oh.
Was it... Who was going out with Aiden? Ado?
No.
No.
Who was it?
Oh no, I'm thinking of Ado.
Ado's ma.
Tickle me.
Elmo!
He was Troy. Oh my God, I wouldn't remember that at all. Ah, don't clip me.
Elmo's a rat.
Lad. Elmo's a rat. Oh, excellent. That's your Christmas rewatch again. I know we've all just rewatched it like 5 seconds ago.
Okay, good luck.
Bye. Let's
go! David Fiona in the morning. Good morning. 3 minutes past seven, the 18th of November, 2025. What's going on? We're Emma, Dave and Fiona.
All right.
No Emma.
So Emma free.
While the cat's away, the mice will play.
It's a free class. It's a DOS class. We're going to talk about Emma's bras. No.
You'll bear with it.
No, very much the opposite of that.
It's going to be a very normal show.
It's going to be very standard of work. No. I mean, stay with us. Keep us loud. I am in a cycle of punishment at the moment. I'm watching, is anyone watching, or I doubt anyone is, that Frankenstein on Netflix with Jacob Elordi.
Is that what happened? Because I've seen Frankenstein mentioned online like 100 times a day. And I'm like, what are people talking about?
So it's that director who's like a big deal, Guillermo. I could be saying that wrong.
Guillermo, probably.
Yeah, and he brought out that Pinocchio.
Del Toro.
Yes, yeah. And he did that like Pinocchio years ago. And he's really like respected by the actors.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's this Frankenstein, and it's got Jacob Elordi is Frankenstein. Or as I'm learning from watching the film, Frankenstein.
So you know, Frankenstein actually was there. It was actually not the monster.
It's Frankenstein's monster. Every time I try and refer to Frankenstein, because the film is like 2.5 hours long. Oh, and I've been watching it in about 3 batches, and Dwayne's already given up. And I'm like, Frankenstein's grown hair now, and he's like, who are you talking about? Are you referring to the monster? Because that's called the creature. It's painful.
Is that what the monster's called?
He's just called creature. I've just gotten to his side of the story now. I've watched an hour and a half of Victor's story and I've moved on to his. I'll let you know when I finish. 2029 probably.
I've never seen a story need a PR department so much. To be like, it's not the Frankenstein, it's not the monster.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station. Okay, something that I thought would never happen on this show or in my life. I'm going to talk about sports. because I'm on the bandwagon now.
I don't know what it is, but when people add the extra S in sports...
It shows sport. That you know it's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Just whenever someone's like, yeah, sports, I'm like, ah, oh, God.
Plural. It's what Eamon Dunphy does, and it's what I do. But I am a fan of, a cultural moment that unites the people and brings them together, which is what I think I'm gathering in the past few days, that sport, singular, if that's what you rather, has the potential to do. A lot of people have
you're
been
about reading a room.
Thank you. So, guys, I feel like you guys are all really enjoying this. And I am too, to be fair. We've been talking a lot about, like, will we get our own Italian 90 now? And it feels like we will, because the things that have happened in the last two matches that Ireland have played in football, the sport aforementioned, have... kind of defied expectation. And like, okay, these goals have happened in the last second, and it's been good crack. And it's all been down to Troy Parrott.
I feel like this is our kind of World Cup, and March is just the final.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, whatever.
Anything
happens
else then is a bonus.
Oh, God, yeah. So, yeah, so the Dwayne started explaining it to me yesterday. We need to win three playoffs?
Yeah, a semi-final and a final, so two.
Right. Matches, yeah. Okay, and luckily that's not what I'm here to discuss. What I'm here to discuss is stuff that's been named after Troy Parrott across Ireland. That's the kind of the area I thrive in. But we're very happy for him. He's only 23 years old, born in 2002.
Oh my God, I remember when he was at Spurs, yeah, under Mourinho. Was he like 17 or something?
He must have been like 6 years old or something. Like, that is sick. Not even filling out the sports bra yet. Like, but now he's ready. Now he's here, fresh from Portland Row. And I'm going through a list of things that have been named after him in Dublin and Ireland so far. So first up, it made sense for an actual parrot to be named after him. A parrot at Dublin Zoo. A male citron-crested cockatoo has been named Troy in honour of Troy Parrott after his hat-trick success.
I was like, is the parrot not a bit old? Did the parrot not already have a name?
Why did you think it was old? Because it was white?
No, because it was because it was like, it wasn't like a baby.
It looked fully grown.
Yeah,
maybe they don't name the parrots or something. Okay. I don't know. But and then they said over the weekend they were offering a 50% discount to visitors who were wearing green for Ireland. You might have seen then Dublin Airport rebranded itself as Troy Parrott Airport, so no one can search them on Twitter to send mean tweets complaining to them. It's handy. Sinnott's on Stephen's Green, the pub. I think they just AI'd this. I don't think they've like gone as far as renaming themselves on social media or anything, but they've renamed themselves Parrot's Bar. And a lovely AI photo of like a woman drinking a pint, but it's going into her ear instead.
From the Gaiety.
Yeah. Exactly. It kind of makes sense. Dublin Card Company has made a card of Troy running through the snow, carrying a Christmas tree with the message "Troy to the world."
Ah, very good.
Very nice. There's a coffee shop, Runda Coffee Shop in Spittal, Galway, and they've created the Troy Parrott, a smooth caramel iced latte with a fresh mint kick.
Very nice.
You get it?
I got it, kick, thank you.
Because that's what he did five times.
That's
very well.
Very good at the old sport knowledge.
No, I know. call it right.
Sorry, sports.
Sports. The Square in Tala have renamed their Santa's Grotto to the Troy Workshop Grotto. I was like, that's terrible, but then I got it. Troy Workshop. Toy Workshop. Do you know what I mean?
That's clever.
Tato. Obviously, like, a lot of these are AI. I don't know if they're coming out for real, but they should. They shared a picture of a packet of Troy-to.
Class.
Crisps. Producer Callum, you had one, I believe.
Yes. What was your one?
The rename this radio station Spin 10 Troy 8.
Can we do that?
That's excellent.
Yeah, now if we were good, we would have all
it
the
it would have been done already. It's a shame now.
It's too late now.
We're a bit slow. Troy would be quicker.
Who
himself.
We blame? Lucy in marketing?
No, Nick, the boss.
Nick, the boss.
It's all Nick's fault. Oh my God.
I was telling you yesterday, we were talking about Spotify or something. We were talking about AI music, right? And how it's just doing my head in, especially on my Discover Weekly, which is a playlist that Spotify kind of make for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's a load of new music, and some of that is AI, and it does my head in.
Yeah, that's
always like,
so
next,
bad.
Next. But there is one thing that Discover Weekly knows that I do enjoy, and it knows me very well when it comes to playing those kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, my emo days always come through on this
come
show.
On.
My one more tune on a Friday is always quite a rocky, maybe
shout
emo
out.
Pop kind of punk vibe. That's my genre. That's my thing. I'm drinking a can of Monster outside the Central Bank kind of kid. That's
Trevor,
me.
Wearing really? Your tutu from Asha. That's the shop, isn't it? At the top floor is Stephen's Green. Anyway, sorry.
I wasn't a tutu wearing guy. I was more of like the, you know, the fingerless gloves.
That's a shame.
Yeah, the very, very skinny jeans.
Of course.
So, Spotify gives me emo versions of songs.
Oh, that's fun.
And it is fun because the songs we play on Spin, I do enjoy, but I can't go home and then listen to those songs.
Yeah, while crying in
while
your room.
Crying. Yeah. So you heard A Fate of Ophelia.
I did.
Could you do an impression of an emo version of that song?
The Fate of Ophelia or something.
It's pretty spot on.
Oh my God, yes. so much better.
Your vibes. This is a band that I found called Our Last Night, and they do a load of covers of like pop songs that I love, and I genuinely think they're going to be my most listened to artists on Spotify.
Oh, that is so exciting.
It's so good. So I'm glad you already started off with a good vibe.
No,
I thought
I'm
you were
going to
be like, this is ridiculous.
No, we support it
all
here in the studio.
All you have to do is sing any song and just kind of talk
like that.
And that basically makes it an emo song. This is another one that's going to be very, very high up on my song playlist for Spotify Rap this year. And I don't want judgment. And when you get the chance,
not really a fan of that one.
No,
that one kind of gives me the ick.
See, I could listen to any emo version of any song.
Do you know what I love? I love that they went for the happiest possible ABBA song. Like, they could have gone for, like, The Winner Takes It All. Like, they could have, like, it
the
wouldn't have been
takes it all.
Like, not too far removed from emo-ness.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They went for Dancing Queen. And I have to respect it because it's the contrast.
Fair enough. Do you want to hear what's next on my
course.
Playlist? Yeah. This is the band called Our Last Night, by the way. These are all their covers. They're so, so good. They're my new favourite band. And I'm not ashamed of this.
Okay, I'm back on board again.
Oh,
I think that might be my favourite
really?
So far.
Okay, well, it's funny you say that because number four is without a doubt my favourite.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm actually nervous.
This band also do covers of very famous Disney songs.
Yes.
I can't say, if I saw this song, I would listen to it all the time, but I couldn't save it to my like songs on Spotify.
Yeah.
Because what if someone saw?
No.
But there's no one's going to see that what's saved is this. You're the saddest bunch
I ever met. Yes! But you can bet before we're through. Oh my God. Mr. O, make a man out of you. Oh my God. Sorry, one of my favourite Disney songs. One of my favourite Disney soundtracks. That is incredible.
It's good, isn't it?
Honestly, what's their name?
Our Last Night.
Our Last Night.
Yeah, now the songs do get quite screamo towards the end. They always put in a little bit of a screamo.
But that's
I don't
your
mind
culture.
That, but that is the culture.
Of course. We've got to respect it. Do they have any of their own songs?
I think they do, yeah, but sure.
Who cares?
Yeah, give me the covers.
So we had Taylor, we had ABBA, we had Sabrina, we had Mulan. You get to choose one that we play all the time.
Oh, please, Mulan. Well, no, it's got to be Make a Man Out of You. Because that's what my dad always said to me.
Mr. I, make a man out of you.
Oh my God.
They've done Lion King, they've done Under the Sea, they've done Let It Go.
Under the Sea?
Oh my God.
Come on.
Gaiety Panto kicking off November 23rd, runs all the way to January, and this year it's Beauty and the Beast.
And you can get your tickets from Ticketmaster, but also you can get them in this cool secret way that's not really a secret because I'm telling you it right now. Every day this week we have a family pass that is four tickets, count them, four, to give away.
Okay, and all you have to do is answer the phone saying a very specific phrase. So if you ring it back, be by your phone and say that phrase.
Ooh, were you listening?
Oh no, it's not.
Oh yes, it is.
Oh, sorry, that was a better response. I should have done that. Jennifer, amazing.
Yes,
you sounded a bit
nervous,
but in fairness, we could have been your dentist.
We could have been. Jennifer, are you a big fan of the Panto?
Yeah.
Who are we going to bring?
I'll bring my family with me.
Very nice.
Oh, that's good because it's a family pass.
It is a family
pass.
So
you're abiding by the rules there, Jennifer, which we appreciate.
You and three others are off to Beauty and the Beast at the Gaiety Panto. Congratulations, Jennifer.
Great, thanks very much.
Enjoy.
It's no ordinary Panto, it's the Gaiety Panto.
And there will be another chance to win tomorrow at the later time of 9:30. So if you want to go with someone who's not your kids, they'll be at school. So they won't even know that you won it.
You just say you have to go to a conference.
Yeah, a late night conference.
Yeah, you with your mates off to the Panto. Do you know, about 10 minutes ago, I was doing like songs, but they're like cover songs, like making them emo covers.
Yeah, like popular pop songs that play on the radio, yeah, but emo versions.
But I was like playing emo versions of them, and I found a Beauty and the Beast emo version. And oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Come on. Just a little change.
Where they say Beauty and the Beast.
Angela Lansbury could never. That was incredible.
I don't know who that is.
She was Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the
right.
Beast. The teapot. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You have much to learn. So I was looking back at some of my honeymoon pictures there. It was about 3 minutes ago, but I'm just looking back on them. And when Dwayne booked the hotel we were staying in, and I was like, make sure you say it's a honeymoon, because like maybe we'll get like a free upgrade like that. You know what I mean? And we arrived at the hotel. Absolutely no free upgrade, just like very standard room, which is grand. But we had just checked in and we got a knock on the door, and this woman arrived and she was like, it's your honeymoon? And we were like, yeah. And she gave the saddest bowl of fruit I have ever laid my eyes. Dave, you would get sick.
Oh no.
It's like two bruised ass bananas. Like there is not a bit of yellow left. There's like these plums that are from like 1992. And like we just sat there and stared at it, and there was like a plate and a knife and fork for it.
Oh my god.
And we were like, what are we meant to do? And I was like,
if I got married and someone gave me fruit, it's like it's worse than going trick or treating and getting fruit.
Literally, yeah. And I was like, I don't want to be rude, so I was like, okay, we'll throw like a napkin over it to act like we ate a bit of it, and then like whenever someone comes to clean the room, they'll take it away. But every time someone came to clean the room, they would clean around the fruit and just leave the fruit. And eventually we had to blatantly ask, like, look, there's a tray in our room, like we're finished, can you take it away? And the woman was like, yeah, no bother, I'll get rid of that for you. And then we arrived back up to the room, it was still there. So we had
we had to
really unceremoniously leave it outside the door.
Lads, I would have a panic attack. I couldn't deal.
I know that like the staff just got it and they were like, another couple who didn't use the fruit bowl. Yeah. Let's wrap it up for the next honeymooners. 1038.
Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past eight on Tuesday morning. We're Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Just myself and Fiona for the rest of the week. Emma's off to Poland, to Krakow.
She is.
So I hope she has a fantastic time and brings us back a present if you're listening.
She has. The
Krakow. What was I going to say? I would honestly love if we could just wrap this up now and head home, if that's all right. I'm rewatching Harry Potter at the moment.
Oh, okay. You're getting into the Christmas spirit.
Getting into the Christmas spirit.
What one are you on?
I'm on the fourth one.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Goblet of Fire. Now,
that's my boy! Spoiler.
That is gut-wrenching. I don't know how you can just say that.
It's just the most quotable thing.
It is, fair enough. Yeah. So the fourth on the Goblet of Fire. But it gets really dark from like here on in.
It does.
But I fear I've made a mistake, because I'm probably going to be finished them all by the end of the week, if not next week.
Mm.
And then I have nothing to watch over Christmas.
Oh, what can I suggest?
So I'm like, Home Alone 1, 2, maybe 3, never seen 4. What are some good movies I could watch over Christmas that, like, with the family or whatever? Do you know what I mean?
Do you like Lord of the Rings? Like,
never seen it.
Okay, maybe watch that. I used to always, it was kind of a tradition for me. I wasn't a Lord of the Rings person, like, I never read it or anything. But on Stephen's Day, I used to always go, me and a girl from my class would go and, like, see the new Lord of the Rings.
Oh, stop.
And when I was 11 or whatever, and I'd always be like, what is going on in any of this? Like, she was the girl who would read the books on the bus, and it would be like, she's weird. But I'd be like, I'll go to the cinema with you to watch them. And I couldn't tell you a single thing that happened. But that could be a little bit like, you know, magical world.
I learned the Lord of the Rings, because I've never seen it. So
maybe.
I feel like people don't really talk about Lord of the Rings the way they talk about Harry Potter.
Wait, what about Twilight?
Twilight, I already watched it. That was an October job. Come
fair.
On, Fee. Who are you talking? I'm a pro at this stage.
What a villain.
October is Twilight.
Twilight.
And December and should have been Harry Potter. Yeah. I messed up on this one.
Oh, I know. You peaked too soon.
I peaked too soon.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. All right, this is a brand new game. If you haven't heard it, where have you been the last couple
of
weeks? We are really, really enjoying this. A money can't buy prize. If you want to play, then all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word tricky right now to 087 711 1038. This is, I'm pretty sure, the only quiz on the radio.
It is. No, nowhere has ever done a quiz before. It's mad, actually, that no one has thought of that.
We're kind of trailblazers.
It lends itself well to radio.
Absolutely. Sean's on to play this morning. Morning, Sean.
Good morning.
What are you up to for the day?
Have a day off to put up the old Christmas decorations.
Oh my God, lovely. Okay, so you go all out with the decks. Like, are you going to be up the ladder outside and kind of giving it the full razzle-dazzle if you're taking the full day off?
No, do you know what? We had a bit of a soft launch last week and we had the lights on the balcony and stuff like that at the apartment, but the storm made me realise I needed a few more sets because a few of them ended up on the floor. So.
Okay, fair enough.
I love the real positive spin you put on all of this.
Yeah.
You're not like, I lost a load of Christmas lights. You're like, we just need to buy more. And that's the kind of positivity we need going into the tricky 10.
Absolutely. So Sean, where are you at the moment?
I'm in the house. So in up in and around Clare Hall.
In Clare Hall.
Very good.
Very nice.
Keeping it vague. Don't dox yourself. Don't have everyone coming out to look at your Christmas lights. That is my plan for after the show. Okay, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. And in those 55 seconds, we're going to ask you 10 questions. And each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess, I would say. And this is the most exciting thing. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a brand new Money Can't Buy Fuzzy Charge Snooty. That would have been actually the perfect outfit to decorate the Christmas tree in. It would have been very nice and cozy.
Maybe it's the perfect one to take.
I can finish off wearing it, I think.
Yeah, you can finish off and like you can watch Home Alone for yourself.
I was going to say, it'd be the perfect thing to wear when you take the Christmas decorations down.
Oh my God, so true. Because you need to make that a little bit of a treat event because otherwise it's very upsetting. So currently Susan is on top of the leaderboard with 8. She got that in 55 seconds. So all you have to do is beat her time of 55 seconds.
Or get a 9.
Or get a 9. There's plenty of options there for you, Sean.
We haven't got a 9 yet, and we haven't got a 10 yet, obviously, either.
So true.
So, Sean, I'm going to count
you
in.
There's a 4 for everyone.
There is.
Well, listen, maybe today is the day. I'm going to count you in, and then the tricky 10 will start. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Smithfield and Cabra are in which Dublin postal district?
6.
What is half of 18?
9.
In baseball, how many strikes do you get until you're out?
3.
Desperate Housewives ran for how many seasons?
7.
In Batman, the character Harvey Dent is also known as what face?
2.
The plane that the US president flies on is called Air Force what?
1.
How many letters are there in the word 4?
4.
How many films have there been in the Final Destination franchise?
5.
What is the maximum score one judge can give on Dancing with the Stars? In the last 2 Ireland matches, how many goals has Troy Parrott scored?
5.
Stop the clock. How did you do, Sean? How did you think?
I was going for time over quality, I'll be dead honest.
Time over quality.
You were nice and quick with it, and we love that.
All right, Sean. Well, Let's see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
A score of 7.
But not too bad at all. If you're going for time over quality, the quality was still there.
I have to say it was one of the quickest games. It was 41.98.
Wow.
So if you got one more point, you would have absolutely smashed that 50.
That's incredible, Sean. Okay, let's have a look at the ones that you didn't get today. Smithfield and Cabra are in which Dublin postal district?
Oh, no.
I know.
I'm walking it as well.
These ones are really getting people.
Yeah.
You said 6. It's 7. Smithfield, cool Dublin 7. But don't worry about it.
This game is going to make everyone learn the Dublin postcode.
It really is. Desperate Housewives ran for how many seasons? You disappointed me with this one. Sean, it was 8. You said 7.
What,
so you were close. How many films have there been in the Final Destination franchise? You said 5. There were 6. So you were only
they were
one
all very
off.
Close answers, yeah.
Every time you were only one off. So
respectable guesses.
Very respectable. That has to go into the Tricky 10 Hall of Respect.
Yeah.
Which is a new hall that we need to open, I think.
Unfortunately, you will be cold taking down those Christmas decorations with no Snooty. But Sean, thank you so much for playing and have a fantastic day putting up them decorations.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Have a great day. Thanks very much.
Bye. Do you know what I just want to like let people know? If it's a Northside place that we ask for, give us an odd number.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a hack that people need to know.
I think if we say a Southside place, give us an even number.
Yeah. Just make it a little bit easier for yourself with that. And then that narrows it down. And also, you were asking earlier about what your Christmas rewatch can be. Desperate Housewives.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, there's a shout. Come on. I've seen it umpteen million times.
I know, but there's always something new to discover with those crazy ladies.
Do you want to play the Tricky 10? Then all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word tricky to win this Money Can't Buy prize. You still got to beat that score of 8 in 55 seconds. I think you can do it. 087 711 1038. Just the word tricky in a WhatsApp will do. We play the same time again tomorrow. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona, 20 to 9. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. If you've been listening to the show the last few weeks, you'll know that Emma has been training hard in the lead up to a boxing match that was happening last Saturday. It was a big event. There was a load of different matches on the night. Myself, Dave and Callum were all there to cheer her on the night. She'd been training. She'd been getting personal training sessions, working on her technique, had to get medicals, all the rest of it, all leading up to this night. We wanted to know, would she do it? Would she take it home? Emma fully charged Nolan, would she do it for the show? And she kind of did.
She did, yeah.
In a little bit of a way, and she also didn't.
Yeah.
Because it was a draw.
Yeah, it was a draw.
It was just kind of...
So that's cool.
Yeah. We all went out. We all got dressed up and everything, kind of cheering her on.
Yeah,
it was a draw.
It was a draw.
Didn't know that could happen in boxing.
But there you go. So we thought, well, we've got to do some sort of rematch.
Obviously,
it doesn't maybe not necessarily boxing because I don't think I can do that again.
No,
I can't watch that.
No,
too anxious.
It's a very, very stressful.
So we're asking you this morning, what do you think Emma's rematch should be? 087-711-103. Clara's on. Clara, what do you think the rematch should be?
The jumping bag race, you know, like when you're a kid and you'd jump in the little sacks.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the sack race.
But so go down the hall and work and do it within like 10 seconds or something. So whoever does it the fastest.
Oh, my God. This is just making me want to do a whole sports day that I just sit and watch this, and everyone else does.
It's also a
great
idea.
Or you could do a whole sports day with her.
You know what?
Yeah.
Clara, fantastic suggestion. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Clara.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Good luck. All right. Good idea. And I like the thought of doing a full-blown sports day.
Maybe the sacks could be full of the bean bags that I mentioned earlier and they could jiggle around and Emma and Karen could both be like a can of baked beans and it just to make it a bit more challenging.
Yeah, or not.
All right, Karen.
Carl was on.
I don't know if you want something like athletic-based, but if not, I think you should have both girls come in and instead of a girly quiz... have them do the manly quiz.
Oh my God, the manly quiz, which we famously only ever play on International Men's Day.
That's coming up.
Tomorrow.
Oh no, is it?
Stop. 19th.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
OMG.
Right,
well,
we won't be with that this time tomorrow.
Yeah, Grant.
Unreal.
I'll walk. Not bother.
Joanne was also on.
Do you know that boxing machine where at like fairgrounds and stuff sometimes where it's like you have to do the hardest punch?
Oh, Emma's very good at that.
She's really good.
But I suppose the other one, Karen, would probably be very good at that too.
Yeah, maybe we should make it a non-boxing thing just for a bit of variety.
Okay, fair enough. How about Alice's suggestion?
Okay, so I think it should be toe wrestling. It's a real sport. We learned about it in school in English. I feel like it would be really funny. So yeah, toe wrestling.
Someone check your English teacher.
That is weird.
That is weird.
I know you're a child, but I'll be the first to tell you. Toe wrestling. That's a bit
don't
weird.
Don't tell anyone that, Alice. Don't.
Yeah. In English class.
Teacher now. I doubt you learned about it in English.
I thought you would have at least learned about it in PE.
If anything.
No Shakespeare today. We're doing toe wrestling. Get them out.
I don't want to see that, if that's okay. Can I just veto that one?
Well, thank you, Alice.
Thanks, Alice. Sarah was also on.
I was thinking maybe like sumo wrestling or even like dodgeball. I think that could be good crack.
Dodgeball, I love. See, I'm trying to think. You have to get like... the other person to agree to it. I don't know if they'll agree to sumo
wrestling. Can you do dodgeball one-on-one? Or do you not need a bit of a team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably do.
It's just basically then the first person who gets hit by the ball is out. It could be done in like 30 seconds. With the sumo wrestling, I'm thinking more like less traditional sumo wrestling, more like that inflatable
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That is.
We haven't really asked if Karen wants to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
The person who Emma was fighting.
Emma keeps saying she's great crack. So I just assume that means
she's up for
all of this. Yeah, Karen, will you get your toes out? Alice wants it.
Right, well...
it's educational for the kids.
Any final thoughts? 087-711-103. We haven't decided yet, but we will decide. And we will rematch and we will find a winner.
Absolutely.
And it's going to end up being a bloody draw again, isn't it? Tate McRae, tit for tat. This is Spin.
They could tap their tits. How are you getting on? Okay, we've been asking you this morning on the show on 087-711-103. It's in relation to Emma's boxing match on Saturday. We were all out to watch her. She'd been training for weeks. And the result on the night, with us all in attendance, stood on our feet, cheering her on, was a draw, which we thought was a bit of a flop. It didn't give us the satisfaction we wanted.
We were looking for a knockout, right?
Yeah.
We were looking for a big bust-up. But we would have taken a win or a loss.
Exactly. Just in you know, polite terms.
We got none of that.
Nothing. It just felt like...
a big hug fest.
It was. There was literally cuddles, which I just don't really think is a thing that happens in boxing. So we've been trying to decide what we can do to determine a winner. Not boxing, something else. Get Emma back after her holidays. Get Karen, who was her opponent, in, and they can take each other on again in a different pursuit. We've had loads of suggestions. We had a bag race, like a sack race from a sports day. That was Clara. We had toe wrestling. A few question marks around that one. That was from Alice.
Alice needs to go back to her teacher there and just kind of check on them. 100 metres, I thought, was a good... I think it would be very fun to see them race. But also, Sarah's sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling, exactly. But we are looking for, like, rather than the traditional sumo wrestling, because I don't think the girls will have time to gain, what is it, like 200 kilos? Kilos or whatever. Maybe if we can hire some of those costumes. Joanne said, like, a boxing machine, like one of the ones that you hit at in an arcade.
It's just good, but also Emma's very good at that.
She is. We've kind of done that. Oh, we had skipping as well.
Skipping was skipping, another one, I think, which was very clever. So yeah, we'll have to decide on one.
So I've been actually a little bit back and forth in touch with Karen this morning. Just I was able to just like DM her on Instagram.
Okay.
She's kind of a little bit nervous and she's like, oh my God, what are you guys thinking?
Fair enough.
Not been listening to the show this morning.
Karen, that's terrible now.
I think what we need to do is maybe give her a call at some point this week and give her the options.
Yes.
And maybe just not a slight advantage for her, but she is kind of the newcomer to this. So maybe she gets to pick the event.
And then when Emma comes back from holidays, they do it against each other.
A good idea, because Karen didn't agree to sign her life away to this show and make everything content. She just thought she'd do a boxing match.
As soon as she finished, fighting Emma Nolan, she was probably like, oh, for God's sake, I'm gonna be content.
A lot of people are saying that they'd love to see the guys dressed up in the sumo wrestling outfits and
that
the inflatable
would be fun.
We've had a couple more, like a thumb war as well. Pretty simple.
The sumo thing is good. Like, I think the thumb one is good. The sumo thing, I don't know if it'll work, because they're gonna be as cuddly as they were in the boxing ring.
You kind of have to cuddle when you're in those.
Yeah.
What is it?
You're on
a big thing and you push each other off.
No, that's Wii Sport Resort.
But they have one of those in Jump Zone in Santry.
Oh yes,
the big beam, and you have to hit someone off the beam. That could be good.
It's fully charged going back to Jump Zone.
Guys,
in
any
Santry.
Excuse, I'll jump out of the box again.
Very good. Okay, it's good suggestions. We will get closure on this, hopefully. And there will be a winner between Emma and Karen. We didn't find one on Saturday, but by God, will we find one next week?
Please. By hook or by crook?
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning. Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past nine. Happy Tuesday. I'm Dave and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona this morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm off to a premiere tonight.
Excuse me, what?
A premiere, darling.
Go on.
Of Wicked 2.
OMG.
I don't actually think it's called Wicked 2.
It's for good.
Is it Wicked for Good?
Yes.
Is that what it is? But it is the second half,
right? How dare you?
Now,
yeah.
I know, so people are quite unhappy about this because I'm going and I know nothing about
it. No, I'm happy for you. I love it.
I did see the first one.
Yeah.
And I watched it again literally on Sunday.
Yes.
And it's very good.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's very, very good. But I've been kind of worried because I was like, I thought the second one was meant to be like crapper.
Well, I do think like the best songs are in the first one, but I'm sure they're going to have seriously pulled it out of the bag for this film.
My girlfriend said the opposite. My girlfriend said the songs in the second one are class.
No, they're great, but...
As long as I still get the...
Yeah, you'll get some version of
that. Okay, good. That's good.
Oh my God. I actually heard that like people over the summer in the West End were going to Wicked and leaving at the interval so that they didn't see.
Stop.
Yeah, like that is shocking.
That
like,
is interesting.
For the performers.
So last year I went to the movie and I brought my girlfriend.
Yeah.
This time around, this year my girlfriend's away. She's gone to America for work. And so I'm bringing my sister. I'm the cool older brother. My sister is obsessed with everything Ariana Grande.
Fun.
By the way, I know I'm making it sound like she's four. She's 21.
Yeah, but that's a little girly.
She's obsessed with Ariana Grande and Wicked and loves everything about it.
And has she seen, does she know how it ends?
Yeah, no, she knows everything. She's seen it on like Broadway or something
Like
that. I was like, she texted me. She was like, what are you wearing to the premiere? And I was like, just this green shirt and whatever. And she's like,
okay, so you're being Elsa.
But I could see that she was a little bit like, oh.
I
was like, what do you want me to go rent a suit?
Please, if possible. You can
green
be a great
suit.
Wizard.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm going. I'd imagine I'm going to pick her up. And she'll be you'll notice her. She's to be the only one in fingers today in a ball gown.
Ball gown.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
This is Spin. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona. And it's time for our favourite part of the week. It's Top 10 Tuesday, everybody.
Woo!
This is producer Callum's baby.
Yes,
it's so good.
It is top. Well, it's my baby this week. It's Top 10 Tuesday. This week, I'm going to give you a topic because there's only two of you in studio, and you have to fill in what you think of the top 10 of that topic might be. Mm-hmm. In previous rounds, last week, we did the last 10 presidents of Ireland because Catherine Connolly was being introduced.
We were so bad. Relevant. Who's the first now? Everyone remember the first?
Douglas Hyde.
There we go. And the last 10 performers in Croke Park and loads more. Dave and Fiona, you have 3 lives each in the studio this morning. You're taking in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. When you've lost all 3 lives, that's it. That's game over for you. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038. Now, we've done one like this before. And it kind of went well. I think it suits Fiona more than it suits you.
Okay.
But
it's a Taylor Swift one, isn't it?
It's not. It's a Dublin Transport one.
Oh.
This week, I am looking for the first 10 stations if the dart stops were in alphabetical order.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I'm basically, there's 32 different dart stations across the network. Mm. I am looking for, if they were put in alphabetical order, what would be the first 10 of that on that list, and Dave will start with you. Think of the obvious ones first.
But the obvious ones for me are like Malahide, which is way further down. I'm thinking Donna Bate.
I'm trying to think, like, are we, because I can't think of many that are A.
No.
I've got a big one that's B.
Lansdowne Road. I'm thinking, no, I don't take the dart, man.
You're a legend.
I'm a Mead man. I had no point in taking the dart.
Yeah, fair.
I do love the dart when it goes along the coast, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's stunning. Really, that's really the route I got in school every day.
Braystones. Bray.
Yeah,
Bray. Dave is going for Bray, and Bray is on the list at number 4.
Okay,
it's a good point to
a
set
a good indicator. If Bray was at 10, I'd be like, this is over, because I don't think I can think of a single one that's A. What about these new kind of random ones that are...
Like Ashtown?
Yeah, or like Adamstown or something, or any of them on the dart. Sorry, I'm so offensive to like everyone.
Ashtown's over by...
That's out by...
Inglis area.
Is it? And Adamstown's kind of like Celebridge. That's not on the dart, sure it's not.
Think the dart. It's basically all along the coast.
I know where it is, Callum. I just don't know what it stops at. Okay, all right, Bray.
Is Donna Bate one?
It's not your turn, Dave.
Go on, I'll say Donna Bate then.
Donna Bate's not on... It's not. It is a train station, but it's not served by the Dublin Area Rapid Transit.
You!
Sorry, my bad.
So, Fiona, you've lost a life.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You had one for B, didn't you?
Yeah, so, it was Bray. Yeah. And I gave it to you.
Let's go with A, B, C, F, D, F, G, H. So, H would be Hote, then... Let's G be Greystones. Let's go Greystones.
Greystones. It is a DART station.
Oh no!
It's number 12.
Oh, I don't like that. Greystones. Okay. What comes before Greystones? Then Glenageary.
Glenageary. You're putting it in.
Yeah.
It is in the list at number 10.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
So you kind of know where we're going from now.
So A to G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. A, B, C.
Grand.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D.
This makes it a bit easier than
G.
Yeah. So far you've only got two. Bray in four and Glenageary at 10. It's back to you, Dave.
I know everyone's just screaming at the radio. I'm trying to think of, like, because obviously when you get the train in from Drogheda, you go through all the DART stations on the north side.
Yeah.
And I'm A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
And I was worried that you were going to get all of these.
Oh, my God. I'm terrible at this. No. Come on.
In town.
Some of the city centre ones.
If you're talking about Drogheda, where did you get the train into?
Tara, Pierce and Connolly.
There you go.
Connolly, number 7. It's like pulling teeth, this one. Fiona, over to you.
Dunleary.
Great job. Number 9.
Very good. Okay, and then it goes to Glenageary. Okay, Dunleary. I'm just struggling to think of any that like start with A.
I'm just going to say, we're just going to just start shouting answers out.
Ashtown.
Ashtown is not a DART station.
Okay, I think that's me.
You've one more life.
It's all of my. Oh, do I have one more life? Oh, crap. Adamstown.
Adamstown, not a DART station.
It's hard under pressure. What else begins with B? I know people are going to be absolutely raging.
I'm going to be raging as soon as someone
There's
says
some
it.
There's some so obvious ones in this top 10.
I know, but it's hard to play top 10 Tuesday, Colin.
No, not Bally.
I don't think there's any Bally's on it.
No.
Fiona, you just need one more correct answer to win the week at
Why
the minute.
Why are you trying
it's
to fight me? Okay, just give me a second. Can I have a second?
Okay, we'll go through the list so far. So we're looking for the first 10 DART stations if the stops were listed in alphabetical order. Number 4 is Bray. Number 7 is Connolly. Number 9 is Dunleary. And number 10 is Glenageary.
Booterstown.
The stinky place. Number 3. Fiona, you've won the week. Do you want to cash out or do you want to keep going?
Oh, like, I feel sick, but I just don't think I'm going to remember them quick enough. So I think I'm going to go on.
Where did Pippa just move?
Oh, Blackrock!
Blackrock is number 2!
Yeah, come on!
Okay, all right, and then there's got to be others. No, I can't. I have to stop.
Okay,
we are done. We're done. Fiona got 4, Dave got 2 this week. Christ, that was a tough one.
We like to help each other. We do it together.
Yeah. So we've got 6 down, 4 to go. So we are looking for 4 DART stations that feature in the top 10 list if they were ranked in alphabetical order on 087-711-1038. There's an IMC cinema pass up for grabs. So number 1, we do not have. Number 2 is Blackrock. Number 3 is Booterstown. Number 4 is Bray. 5 and 6, we do not have. Number 7 is Connolly. Number 8, we don't have. 9 is Dunleary. And 10 is Glenageary. Can you fill out this list on 087-711-1038?
Put us out of our misery. We know we're missing some obvious ones. We're
so
sorry.
Bad. Stop I'm
screaming.
Sorry.
Stop screaming at us from all over Dublin. We can hear you. No book. This is Spin, where Emma, Dave and Fiona, good morning, and we're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh, we are.
Yes, this is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Slow start, but we finally got there this week. We are looking for the first 10 stations on the DART line if the stops were placed in alphabetical order. The guys in the studio got 6 after a very slow start.
Stop calling it slow. It was rapid transit.
No, I'm not calling the DART slow. I'm calling you slow.
No, I know, but I'm just having
That was a good joke.
Fun.
Yeah. Come on. Just didn't get it.
And No, I did get it. I didn't
He's
like
not
it.
From here.
Number two, the guys filled in the studio with Black Rock. Number three was Booterstown. Number four was Bray. Number seven, Connolly. Number nine, Dunleary. And 10 was Glenageary. So we're looking for number 1, 5, 6, and 8.
All right. Well, Vanessa thought she knew, but she deleted her message then. Vanessa, are you a bit unsure?
Yeah, no, I started to doubt myself.
Okay. Go on, V. Give it a go.
Yeah, give us anyone on the list. What do you think?
I was going to do Baldoyle, but I don't think it is.
To producer Callum.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Oh.
It's not Baldoyle, but I don't think people would struggle to get this, and it's very close to Baldoyle. It's a station called Bayside.
Oh, I know Bayside.
Yeah, of course.
And I just thought of another C, and I'm raging.
I know the one that you're thinking of.
It's a couple of minutes walk from Baldoyle, so I'll give you that one. Bayside is number one. It's on the line that goes to Howth and not Malahide.
So there were never any A's. We were wasting our time with
Vanessa,
that.
Do you have any more for us?
Dorky.
Oh my God, Dorky. Literally where I went to school.
Internally, I was screaming that I couldn't believe that you didn't get Dorky. Dorky
no,
is
that's
number 8.
So bad.
That is really bad.
I didn't have a good time there, to be fair.
There's two more, Vanessa, and if you think kind of the Clongriffin way.
It is Clongriffin, isn't it?
Sorry, I said Clongriffin.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, where are you, Vanessa?
I was meant to say near the Baldoyle way. Clongriffin is one. And then there is one more. Do you know?
That way.
Coolmine?
Oh.
Rumlin.
Coolmine, she
Coolmine, right. Sorry.
No, it's near Merino, the Clontarf Road.
Is that
Clontarf?
Yeah.
Sorry, just
It's called the Clontarf Road Station.
Oh, okay. Is it? Is it not just called Clontarf?
No, Clontarf Road.
Okay, very good.
All right, so complete that list then fully there.
Okay, number one, Bayside. Number two, Black Rock. Number three is Booterstown. Bray is 4. Clongriffin is 5. Clontarf or Clontarf Road is 6. Connolly, 7. Dorky, 8. Dunleary, 9. And Glenageary is at number 10.
Wow. Incredible.
Vanessa, congratulations. You've won yourself some IMC cinema passes.
Well done, Vanessa.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sticking with it, even though you were scared. That's what radio is all about.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Are you scared and you're sticking to radio?
Always. I'm so scared.
Producer Callum, an excellent top 10.
Thank you very much.
So good.
Really, really.
And just you know that at some point in the not so near future, the alphabetical orders of the Lewis Red Line will probably crop up at some point. So get
right. I'll have to start riding that rail.
I know it was 4-2, but technically I did get 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4.
How are you working that out?
Because I got Black Rock, because I gave it to you.
Yeah, I gave you Connolly.
No, you just said.
I did.
No, you said.
You said. We're communists here.
Yeah, CMAT. C stands for communist. Euro country and spin. Good morning and what sounds like a very happy Christmas, because Dundrum on Ice is now open. We got tickets to give away to South Dublin's most iconic ice rink, returning to Dundrum Town Centre.
Glide into the ultimate winter experience at Sky on Ice. Whether you're out shopping or dining, there's always time to take a break and get your bloody skates on, for God's sake. That's what Christmas is all about. You can get your tickets at onice.ie, but we have family passes to give away on the show this morning.
Yeah, on to play is Nicole. Nicole, hello. Oh, Nicole's there. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, good morning. Oh, I'm good. I'm running late this morning.
Oh, God.
Well, let's try and get this done nice and quick
for
you.
What better time to be on the radio than when you're running late, Nicole? But you got to get...
Oh, I know. That's it.
You got to get those on-ice tickets. We understand.
You do. Get your skates on, as they say, if you want to get anywhere quicker.
Nicole, basically what's going to happen in order for you to win these tickets to Dundrum on Ice is we're going to give you an amount of time. You have to then count to that amount of time within your head. And when you think you've reached that amount of time, you shout the word freeze. If you're within a second of the time we've given you, you'll win those passes. Does that sound like something you could do?
Yeah.
All right, Nicole. What you got to stop the clock on or shout the word freeze on is 4 seconds. So that time starts now.
Stop. Freeze.
All right, Nicole. You had to stop at 4 seconds and you stopped at 2.80. Nicole, I'm so sorry. You didn't win them today.
Oh, if we took her freeze answer, it would have worked.
I think we should do that. I should have answered my freeze one.
Yeah.
I said freeze. I was meant to say freeze, not stop.
Well, we try again then.
Let's just try it one more time.
We try again. What do you think?
Okay,
so remember you have to shout the word freeze, count to 4 seconds, and your time starts now.
Freeze.
Freeze. Producer Callum, it's 3.53 seconds!
Yes.
Nicole, congratulations. You're off to Dundrum on Ice.
I like the sound of the seagulls cheering you on in the background as you shouted freeze.
Nicole, congratulations. You're off to Dundrum on Ice. Now go and do what you had to do.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Nicole.
Bye, Brian.
Good luck. I sound like Davina when I say, fancy another one.
I love it. Let's do it.
Mark is also on. Mark, what are you up to today?
Working. Well, I'm about to take the dog to the
guest groomed. Oh, very
good. Are you WFHing today?
Yes.
That's so you can get all your bits and your bobs done, get the dog's nails done and all the rest of it. Okay, so the time you need to shout freeze at is 4 seconds.
Mm. Best of luck. Your time to count to 4 seconds starts now.
Freeze.
At a time of 4 seconds, 0.08.
Oh my God.
It couldn't have been more perfect, Mark.
Yup, the lads.
Well done.
Well done.
You're off to Dundrum on Ice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have well great, done, Mark. He's all business.
Have a great day, Mark.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Good luck. More chances for you to win tomorrow. Dundrum on Ice with the family passes if you want to go.
At the earlier time of 7:30.
Be with us tomorrow.
Be with us the whole morning.
Get your skates on. Be up at 7:30, all right?
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Hello and welcome in to the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And they'll never take it away from me, no matter how hard they try. Are you listening, Big Spin bosses? I will not be silenced. What I have to say here is very important.
Lads, she just genuinely got all her sheets together, hit them off the table and went, hello, like she was in the RTE news.
I'm going to do that from now on. Actually felt good. What I'd like to say, it's just a simple message that I'm sending out to the world. Christmas tack is back.
What's tack?
A bit of tack. If you're decorating your Christmas tree, don't be doing like tasteful.
Oh,
like
tat.
Wood. Yeah. Tack, tat, whatever you're having yourself. Like, I don't want to see like the artful, like little wooden decorations.
I think tack is what you give a fish, like when you're going fishing.
Oh, like tackle. Tackle. Tack, short for tacky. T-A-C-K.
Okay.
No? Like when I get my nails done at Christmas, the girl always slags me about it years later. She was like, what do you want? And I was like, go tack. Like real
love that.
Thick, like tack gold foil. Yeah, tack is in. I'm seeing loads of trees that like obviously have tinsel, but that also have, you know, like the separate like stringy bits of tinsel that you literally just throw at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like Lady Gaga got sick on it.
Yeah.
And I've seen this Instagram page called Irish Vintage Seller, and she's selling loads of like the original like 80s like foil, like the real ugly decorations. And I'm just saying, lean in this Christmas.
Okay.
I don't want to see anything that looks good.
Sounds good.
Make it disgusting.
I have underneath the tree, instead of a stand, it's like made of tinsel.
Oh my God, tack. That is Christmas tack. Tack is back.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin,
your number one hit music station.